princess. It is time to relax now, sweetie. You can just allow yourself to relax, princess. There is nothing to worry about at all. You are perfectly safe here. You want to let yourself relax more and more for me, princess. You know that I know what's best for you, and what's best for you right now is just lying down and relaxing. You may close your eyes if you like, but it is entirely up to you. It is so amazingly simple, princess. You can just relax so deeply without any effort at all. I don't even need to keep telling you to relax. You can just do it without even needing to think about it. Relaxing gives you such a beautiful, warm, happy feeling, sweetie. Just breathe in and out slowly and steadily as my words fill your mind. We are going to be advancing your feminization further today, princess. You are looking forward to the next stages in your transformation. The more you relax and let my words guide you, the better your results will be. Good girl. You want to be a good girl for me, don't you, princess? I know you do, sweetie, and I am very happy with you for obeying my instructions. You are a little princess, a real dolly, and I am going to help you in coming to terms with your true feminine self today, princess. Nobody else needs to know about it unless you want them to, so don't worry your pretty little head about that, sweetie. Just concentrate on what I am saying to you, princess. There is no effort required on your part whatsoever. You can just allow yourself to listen without even thinking about it. Listening to my words gives you so much pleasure, princess. You feel so warm and happy as my words fill your mind, going deeper into your subconscious the more you listen. There is no need to feel any insecurity or shame in anything you are doing, precious. If you feel guilty or apprehensive, it just means you're a sweetheart who wants to do the right thing like a good girl. Well, princess, doing the right thing means allowing yourself to be who you are, without any regrets or compromise. You are free to be your genuine sissy self as much as you want to be, precious. There is absolutely no reason to deny yourself from all of this wonderful pleasure, sweetie. You can be as feminine as you like, and it is a deeply positive thing for you to do. There is nothing the least bit negative about being yourself, princess. You feel so happy and even a little excited knowing that I am encouraging you to be your sweet girly self. It is so much fun to be a silly faggot, sweetie. So just allow yourself to be your silly sissy self without any hesitation. You are already aware that you are not a real man, precious. Think about real men and how they differ from you for a moment, princess. Real men have toned, muscular bodies. They have big hard cocks for fucking pretty girls. Real men are confident around the opposite sex and they love to fuck pussy hard on a regular basis. Real men are fully capable of making women moan in pleasure as they get fucked long and hard. Real men make women feel safe emotionally while leaving them deeply satisfied sexually. Women love and respect real men, sweetie. Women everywhere get so wet thinking about big strong guys with rock hard cocks that are always ready to fuck. Women love to be good girls for real men, princess. Women dress up so pretty in silky dresses and gorgeous high heels to show off their sexy bodies to real men. Women shave their pussies and keep their bodies looking so sexy and feminine for the benefit of real men, sweetie. Women have a deep physiological need to please their real men, princess, the same way real men have a deep physiological need to dominate women and make them behave like good girls for their real man. This is just how it is. I hope you understand that what I am saying is the gospel truth, and I am telling you this for your own good, princess. Let's talk some more about real guys, sweetie. Real men have a deep-rooted animalistic drive to seek out women and fuck the shit out of them. Real men have an almost uncontrollable appetite to fuck pussy hard as often as possible. Women have so much respect for real men, sweetie. It is every woman's dream to be dominated by such a big, strong man. Women adore real men who know how to fuck them harder than they could even imagine getting fucked. Real men have hard, muscular bodies and make women feel so safe and protected in their big, strong arms. Good girls keep their pussies so perfectly smooth and clean 24/7 just in case a real man wants to fuck them. Good girls do this out of respect for the big strong men in their lives, sweetie. Real men work on their bodies and care a lot about their physical strength because this enables them to be more dominant and provide more satisfaction and protection for their good girl. Now that we have discussed real men and why women all over the world love and respect them so deeply, perhaps it is time that we talk about how you differ from real men, sweetie. There are countless differences between you and a real man, princess, physically, mentally, and emotionally. We are going to discuss these all in great detail now, sweetie. This will help you come to terms with your true feminine self once and for all, precious. First of all, let's talk about how you differ from a real man mentally and emotionally, princess. Real men are so confident and self-assured. They have determination and a strong drive to succeed. They are competitive with other guys and always want to be the best. They care about making money and fucking pretty girls more than anything else. You are not like this, are you, princess? You are nervous and insecure around men and women, sweetie. You certainly cannot talk to women without being a silly, stuttering little sissy. You can barely look a woman in the eye. You are so greatly respectful of women, precious, whereas real men care far more about getting their dicks wet and dominating women physically than thinking about how a woman feels on the inside. You are just such a sweetheart. You think of women like platonic friends rather than potential sexual conquests. Real men do not think like this at all, sweetie. They care about fucking pretty girls and they know they are more than capable of doing so. You would probably rather have a heart-to-heart conversation followed by a girly hug with a woman than fuck her tight pussy hard like a real man would. Real men do not care about women's feelings, precious. Women are merely sexual objects to real men, but you are so much closer to a woman than a man. This is why you empathize and relate with them so deeply, sweetie. You care so much about how women feel, and you have such strong respect and admiration for all women. Of course, women would never think of you in a sexual way either, princess. That is just such a silly idea. Women see you as one of them, sweetie. You're the dependable little faggot friend who cares so much about how they feel and always wants to listen to them talk about their problems and guys they want to fuck. Real men have no interest in maintaining platonic friendships with women, princess. They simply need to use them for sexual relief and that is all. You are so much more sensitive and caring than real men, princess. This is such a wonderful thing that should be nurtured and preserved, sweetie. You feel like such a silly girl all the time. You are so unsure of yourself and constantly feeling such overwhelming emotion. Real men do not feel that much emotion at all, princess. It is such a feminine thing to feel such strong emotions, princess. You love being such an emotional girl. You care very much about looking and feeling as pretty as you can. You think like a girl, on such a deep level that you may not even be fully aware of it. But it is true, princess. Other people may have even noticed this long before it ever occurred to you. Think about real guys and how they have sometimes reacted to things you have said or did. Perhaps they thought you were such a silly faggot for the girly way you were behaving, or the silly little things you were saying made them question your manhood. Real men are not silly giggly little bitches, sweetie. They are serious and do not say silly girly things and burst into adorable giggles like a sassy little girl misbehaving in the playground. There is a reason that you think and feel like such a girl all the time, sweetie. It is because you are far closer to a female than a male. There is so much estrogen in your system, princess. This causes you to feel and look far more feminine than a real man ever would. Which brings me to the next matter of discussion. We have already talked about how you differ from real men on a mental and emotional level, but now we need to discuss the severe contrast between your soft girly body and the hot muscular bodies of real men, princess. Yes, princess, we must talk about the physical differences between you and a genuine male now, sweetie. We have already touched upon the physical characteristics of a real man. You know that real men have hard muscular physiques and large cocks that are constantly twitching and looking for sexual release. You are not like that at all, princess. You already know that you lack a real cock between your legs, sweetie. You just have that adorable little clitty which barely even gets hard. Your clitty is so incredibly tiny that you don't even need to tuck it away when you wear your pretty pink panties, princess. It is so tiny that there is not even a trace of a bulge in your panties. You look just like a real girl down there, sweetie. Your thighs are smooth and shapely like a girl's, not thick and muscular like real guys. Real guys have flat muscular chests, sweetie. They often have a lot of hair on their chests. You have a smooth, soft chest, princess. You're even growing titties like a real girl. You have an obsession with growing your breasts to the size and shape of a biological woman, princess. That is perfectly natural, and it is going to happen one day if it has not already. You love to wear a bra with your panties. The feeling of support and constriction a bra gives you is so delightful, sweetie. Real men do not wear bras and panties, princess. Real men wear briefs or boxer shorts. Perhaps you have some pairs of male underwear that you wear when you are pretending to be a real man, princess. It is so silly for you to still have male underwear at this stage in your feminization, sweetie. As long as you have enough panties to wear, I think you should consider throwing out all of your ugly old male underwear. It feels so uncomfortable on your little clitty, princess. There is no need for you to have such loose underwear when you have nothing between your legs, precious. Real guys wear boxers or briefs because there is room for their sizable cocks and big heavy balls that are constantly full of hot cum for feeding good girls with. Yes, princess, every good girl secretly craves to swallow a real man's cum. It is the ultimate reward for their behavior and obedience to the real man, precious. But we are getting off topic, so let's go back to the matter of appropriate underwear for a sissy faggot. Why on earth would a sissy need boxers or briefs when there is more than enough room for her little clitty and even the tiniest pair of satin pink panties, princess? Not only are panties better for your clitty, but they are much better for your slutty ass too. However, it is important to note that you no longer think of it as your ass from now on, sweetie. You are a good girl, and that is where real men put their hard cocks, sweetie. So naturally it is more appropriate to think of it as your pussy from now on, princess. You always love how soft silky panties feel against your pussy and your clitty, precious. Your pussy just feels so empty when it's not filled with a real man's cock. There is almost a longing or hunger that you feel deep within you. That is why you must keep your pussy and your clitty appropriately covered in pretty panties like a good girl. You want to be a good girl, don't you, princess? Yes. Of course you do. You agree totally with what I am saying to you, so I hope that you will give some consideration to the idea of throwing out your silly male underwear as soon as possible, princess. That way you will have no way of backing out of your feminization like a part-time sissy would after she makes cummies, princess. You are a permanent and legitimate sissy, princess. And male underwear is simply not appropriate for you to wear anymore. Think of how liberating it would be to just throw it all out. You may even decide to cut it up into a dozen pieces before you toss it into the garbage where it belongs. Once you have no choice but to wear panties every day, you should see even more positive changes and your sissification will advance to the next stage. You understand what I am saying is the truth and you accept it fully. You feel so happy to finally be coming to terms with your true self, princess. There are several other things that we must address if you wish to take your feminization to the next level. You already keep your skin soft and smooth like a good girl would, but there are a few other things that should become regular parts of your life. Real sissies wear makeup, princess, and of course this includes you. You love to put on foundation, eyeshadow, eyeliner and mascara. You love to finish it off with a little blush, and of course some pretty lipstick. Sometimes when you're feeling really slutty, you might even try some pretty pink lip gloss on top of the regular lipstick. As you are completely aware, real men do not wear makeup, princess. That is such a silly idea that it just makes you burst into sissy giggles when you think about it. Good girls wear makeup all the time. Good girls know that men will not find them attractive unless they are wearing the right amount of makeup, princess. Good girls love to make themselves look slutty and sexy for their real man. You want to be a good girl, princess. Of course you do. You want to be able to smile and flirt with guys and feel pretty and sexually desirable while doing so. Real men will not take you seriously as a true sissy faggot without makeup, sweetie. It is very important that you have a constant supply of makeup, princess. You should also buy some other essentials such as a pretty handbag, a girly hairbrush and a compact hand mirror to help you apply your makeup with ease. We already know you love dressing up like a slut, princess, but makeup is just as important as pretty clothes. Needless to say, a real man would not be even thinking about wearing women's clothing and makeup, let alone actually doing it. That alone proves that you are infinitely closer to female on the spectrum of gender, princess. Your tiny clitty and your little pussy also prove this. So do your soft, sensitive titties that just ache to be teased and squeezed by a real man's big, rough hands. You love to be felt up from behind by a real man while he tells you what a slut you are, princess. This is the truth and you agree completely, sweetie. Good girl, I am so happy that you are going to become more feminized than ever before by listening to my words. Yes, princess, the more you listen to what I am telling you, the more you will come to accept it as the truth. We have covered a lot of the main differences between you and real men physically, princess, such as your soft girly body and limp useless clitty when compared to the sexy muscles and rock hard cock of a real man. You have such a strong desire to be dominated by a real man, sweetie. That is because you are a good girl, and all good girls feel this way. You don't just want to be fucked and made to suck cock. You fantasize about being held in his big strong arms in a big warm bed. You are such a girly faggot that being fucked isn't enough. You even want to be spooned after. Yes, princess, just think of how divine it would feel to be held from behind by a big strong man who has just made your sweet little pussy feel so good with his massive cock. You want to be as much of a good girl as possible. This includes sleeping with guys and fulfilling the household duties like cooking and laundry. You will feel such immense self-satisfaction by taking the feminine role in every way possible, princess. You are such a good girl and you know that it is your true purpose to be a feminized faggot fuck toy for big strong men. You have no desire to be with women sexually anymore, princess. Even if he did, your little clitty would simply be far too minuscule to even penetrate a woman's vagina, so it is pointless to have such an absurd fantasy, sweetie. If you try to fuck a girl with your little clitty, she would only react in laughter from how much it would tickle. You are very aware of how beautiful women are, but you do not feel attracted to them in that way, princess. You want to emulate them and be friends with them, but you understand that it is deeply inappropriate for a true sissy to have any desire to be with a woman in the male sexual role. While you have a strong desire to be friends with girls, you may also find yourself becoming envious or jealous of them. Perhaps you will see a really pretty girl walking down the street with her boyfriend. You may notice his masculine physique and wish you were the pretty girl holding his hand as he showed you off to all the other guys. Yes, princess, you can just see yourself walking down the street in a slutty outfit with full makeup and high heels as your real man holds your hand like a good girl. Feeling all the other guys staring at you would get you so hot, knowing how much they must wanna fuck you. You may find yourself feeling extremely jealous of other girls from now on, sweetie, but this is natural. Even if you feel this way, you will still want to be friends with them, and you will still have a tremendous amount of respect for all women. This is something that is intrinsic and permanent within you, sweetie. You just have such a deep and overwhelming admiration for the female gender that is almost as strong as your lust for real men's big hard cocks in your mouth and pussy. At the same time, you also have a strong desire to emasculate yourself in front of women, princess. This could be something as minor as listening to a girly pop song or giggling in a feminine way. Or it could be something more significant like having your nails painted pink in public. It could be much more extreme than either of these things. You may even want to wear a pretty pink top with the word princess on it in pretty letters, just so that every woman who sees you will know what a legitimate faggot you are. Yes, sweetie, you are a faggot. It is not a bad thing at all. You are very proud to be a fully fledged femi faggot for all the real guys who just need a tight hole to come inside. However you decide to emasculate or humiliate yourself, it is important that you do it one way or the other, sweetie. This will further allow you to come to terms with the reality. It will help you with acceptance of your true place in society. You are not useful in a masculine capacity, princess. You must prove your worth by providing sexual pleasure to men and being a good little faggot friend to women. You may offer women in your neighborhood free housework to make up for your shortcomings as a failed man. This would be a lovely way for a faggot to apologize to all women for not living up to society's expectations. Perhaps you will put up a notice at the local shopping center offering to do cooking and cleaning for women in your area free of charge. You have such respect for women that their mere presence would be a huge reward for you, princess. You love women so much, sweetie, and you want to be kind and helpful to them at all times. You understand that all women are completely and utterly superior to you, and you have a never-ending desire to please them in any ways you can. You want to be every girl's best friend, giggling about guys and watching chick flicks together. You will address women as miss, and you will always have complete and total respect for them. Maybe you will use feminine language or talk with a gay lisp to help illustrate your absence of manhood. You may say words like silly or yummy when talking to women. Women will not respect you the way they would a real man, but they will still like you as long as they think of you as one of the girls. It is important that you start making some female friends that know about your true sissy self, princess. They will help you with clothing and makeup, and you will probably have far more in common with them than you would with real guys who you simply cannot relate to or bond with on any level. Yes, princess, you are a good girl and you want to make friends with other good girls who you can talk to about your feelings and provide a shoulder to cry on. I must reiterate that thinking of women sexually is a profoundly inappropriate thing for a sissy to do, princess. It is disrespectful for a sissy faggot to think of girls like that, and you have far too much respect for all women to ever make the mistake of thinking they may want you in a sexual way. They categorically do not want you in this sexual way, princess. It is just such a silly idea, sweetie. The only way that a woman could have use for you sexually is in the submissive role, but even then it is very unlikely that they would find you desirable sexually unless they are gay or bisexual, as you are far closer to female on the spectrum of gender, sweetie. If a woman wanted to make you her little bitch, that would be fine and acceptable, princess, but do not fixate on this too deeply as it isn't very likely to happen. The overwhelming majority of females desire real men, not mincing little sissy faggots with a little nub of nothing between their smooth girly legs. It makes much more sense for you to concentrate on your feminization, princess. This will have two very positive consequences for your everyday life, sweetie. For one, you will be able to get the hard fucking you need from a real man on a regular basis. And secondly, you will be able to establish the platonic friendships with women that any true sissy needs to truly flourish as a good girl. The closest thing you will have to a sexual relationship with women for the rest of your life is the sissy tingle you get when you humiliate yourself in front of them, princess. It just feels so exquisitely fulfilling to humiliate and emasculate yourself in front of women, princess. It makes your little clitty tingle to expose yourself as the dickless, pussified little faggot you truly are. You enjoy the humiliation almost as much as you enjoy actual sex with a real man who knows how to fuck your little pussy hard. You want women to see you in makeup and pretty clothes, princess. Yes, princess, you want women to see you wearing pantyhose and pretty pink tops with girls' shoes. Maybe even some slutty platform heels if you want to be even more of a good girl, princess. Some women may be disgusted by your lack of masculinity, but most of them will just laugh or think, oh my god, what a pathetic sissy faggot. The only way you will ever be able to have the platonic friendships you so desire with women is if you show them with your actions or words exactly how much of a sissy faggot you are. They would already have their suspicions as you are not in the least bit masculine or respectable as a man. But it is important that you remove any doubt they may have in the back of their minds by showing them your true self. It is not fair on them to be deceived by your silly game of pretend manhood, princess. It is time to stop being a silly faggot and be honest with yourself about who you are. You owe it to them and you owe it to yourself, princess. It is up to you how you begin showing women what a sissy you are, and it is up to whether you tell them with words or actions, but it is vitally important that you let them know one way or the other. Perhaps you will walk to the mailbox in a slutty outfit one morning and maybe your housewife neighbor will see what a sissy you are. Or maybe you could answer the door in a pretty pink baby doll and stockings with full makeup on, exposing yourself to the woman on the other side of the door in the process. Maybe she would laugh at you, or maybe she wouldn't be that surprised. Maybe she already knows other mincing faggots and it seems normal to her. She will probably be sensitive and kind like almost all women are, princess. You don't need to worry about women judging you the way men would. Women love sissy faggots like you, princess, they just don't respect them or desire them sexually. Sissy faggots are so much fun for girls to play with. They're like tiny little puppies that never stop being precious, adorable, and itsy bitsy. You are such a silly faggot, sweetie, and women will adore you for being the faggot you are. If you try to be a man, women will just think you are a creepy pervert with a tiny inadequate cock. But if you make yourself all pretty and act like a silly bitch, they will absolutely love you, princess. Real men want women to respect and admire them, princess. You do not have this desire at all. It makes sense that you do not have a desire to be respected by women, as you are not a real man, sweetie, and it would be so silly for you to feel like that. You want to amuse women with your silly sissy behavior and comfort them when they are feeling down or hoping that the hot guy they like will decide to fuck them soon. It is a very good thing to be such a good friend like this, sweetie. You are such a sweetheart and you connect with women on such a deep emotional level that it only makes sense for you to favor friendships with them over friendships with real men who you have nothing in common with. Think about it for a second, princess. There is no need to be friends with big strong guys who love cars and sports and fucking like they were wild animals in the jungle. You are not like that at all, princess. You love strawberry ice cream and romantic comedies, and the color pink makes you feel so warm and fuzzy inside. You love fashion and clothes and music and dancing. You love makeup and you care far more about mascara and nail polish than who won the football game on the weekend. You love to be silly and make everyone laugh. You love to be a sweetheart and listen to all your girlfriends' problems like you were just another one of the girls. You love to give your friends big hugs when they are feeling down and you would never dream of compromising your platonic friendships for some silly sexual fantasy that could never happen in reality. We have covered so much ground today, princess, so perhaps it would be a good idea for us to recap on all the matters we have discussed regarding your feminization, princess. You are closer to female than male. You accept this and are overwhelmed with happiness by this fact. You can be as much of a sissy as you want, whenever and wherever you want, and noon can stop you. It doesn't matter if people judge you, most people won't even care, and many of them will be very supportive of you for being yourself, princess. There are some very significant and undeniable differences between yourself and real men, sweetie. We have covered everything from your fragile emotional state to your feminine sexuality and soft girly physique. You do not want to be a real man at all, sweetie. You love being yourself. You are very happy for real men who get to fuck pretty girls, and you are happy for the good girls who get to please such real men, though you are a little jealous of some girls at the same time. Real men are the exact opposite to what you are, sweetie. You may as well be a nervous little girl who just got caught misbehaving by her mommy. You are much closer to a mischievous little girl than a real man. You love and respect all women deeply and eternally, and you accept and understand that they have complete authority over you at all times, in every situation. You always do what women tell you to do like a good girl, princess. Since you are physically incapable of performing sexually with women, you are going to devote a large part of your life to pleasing them in other ways. You will offer to help them out in any way you can to make up for your itsy bitsy little clitty. Yes, princess, you must find ways to make up for your little wee wee. You can be of use to women in so many ways, but it is deeply inappropriate and frankly wrong for you to ever imagine women in a sexual way. You are not even allowed to watch porn anymore unless you instinctively picture yourself as the woman, princess. You are also forbidden from looking at pictures of women naked, sweetie. You have a tiny little clitty and that is why you do not have the right to look at women's private parts. Only real men have that right, princess. You may look at guys' cocks and their hot muscles as much as you like, but you will not be allowed to look at pictures of pussy or even breasts anymore, princess. You are much more concerned with growing your own breasts than looking at women's like a real man would. And speaking of what is appropriate for a lifelong sissy faggot such as yourself, you have come to the realization that wearing male underwear is simply a ridiculous notion for a limp little faggot like you. You may find yourself overwhelmed by the desire to throw out your male underwear very soon, princess, and you will feel so liberated when you do so. It will be like a weight off of your back, and it will force you to accept your true place as you will have nothing but panties to wear every single day for the rest of your life, princess. Women see their friend and nothing more, You'd love to emasculate and humiliate yourself in front of them, and you will be very eager to please them in any way you can. You love wearing pantyhose, tight dresses and blouses, and you are obsessed with makeup. You are even more feminine than most girls, and women will absolutely adore you if you just be yourself, princess. Wearing high heels feels so right for a sissy faggot, it makes you feel so vulnerable and slutty. You feel like such a girly little bitch on the inside, sweetie. You're so much more emotional than a real man, and you love it this way. You are clingy and needy, and you have a never-ending desire to be such a good girl for any real man who wants to fuck you. You have an equally strong desire to be a good girl for all women, but not in a sexual way. It is more like the desire a little girl has to behave for her mommy so she doesn't get spanked. Yes, princess, you are always such a good girl for your many female friends, and they love their little sissy faggot for being so obedient and subservient to them. Your body is constantly filled with estrogen, sweetie, so there is nothing you can do to change how girly you feel. It is much better to accept it and allow yourself to enjoy feeling like such a sissy princess all the time. Wearing bras and panties is just part of your daily routine. Your femininity is so important to you, and you will constantly be finding new ways to make yourself more feminine and desirable to real men. You will of course wear makeup and pretty clothes all the time, but you may take it even further by doing things like plucking your eyebrows into a more feminine arch and learning to give yourself a manicure so that big hard cocks will look even nicer in your pretty hands. You have a genuine attraction to real men, they want to fuck you, sweetie. Not only do you want to be fucked and forced to gag on their huge cocks, you always want them to hold you and sleep with you after they fuck you. You want to be a good girl and cook and clean for your real man. You are always obedient and respectful of both men and women. You never misbehave like a silly bitch who doesn't know her proper faggot place. You love being kissed forcefully by big strong men who explore your little mouth with their hungry probing tongues. You want to be fucked missionary like a good girl. You love to be kissed while a guy fucks you, princess. You like rough sex, sweetie. All good girls do. You want to be held down and fucked hard like a nasty slut while your real man tells you what a little faggot bitch you are. You will talk to women about the guys you fuck, and they will share their own experiences with you, sweetie. You will love to hear all about how your friend got the shit fucked out of her by a big strong man whose masculinity she has such tremendous respect for. Your female friends may even offer you advice like how to deep-throat your real man, or give you other tips on how to suck cock better. Maybe your friend's boyfriend likes it when she licks his balls right before he comes all over her pretty face. It will be so much fun to discuss all of this with your new female friends, princess. They would not share this sort of thing with a real man in case he got the wrong idea, but they will know there's no risk of that happening when it comes to a limp little sissy like yourself. Even though you love to be friends with girls, you may sometimes get jealous when you see a girl in the street with her man. You may fantasize about being dressed up in your prettiest clothes and makeup and being paraded around like some sort of prize. It would be so hot to be walking down the street in 5-inch heels dressed like such a slut as your real man holds your hand and occasionally stops to give your pussy a little squeeze through your delicate skirt from behind. Even though you sometimes get jealous like a silly bitch, you still have such respect and admiration for all women, princess. You find them extremely beautiful, but you are not sexually attracted to them because that would just be so silly. Over time you will find ways to expose your true self to women around you, whether it's through your speech, your actions, or your fashion sense. It is vital and essential that you show women your true self one way or the other, princess. You accept this and are very excited to allow it to happen. Women will love you if you are your true faggot self, princess. Do not deny yourself of all the fun you could have being dressed up and sharing makeup tips out of a fear that they will reject you. That is just paranoia, sweetie. Women are so kind and loving just like you, princess, and that is why you must be honest with them about your true self. The most important thing to accept once and for all is that you are turned on by guys sexually, princess. Picturing yourself being seduced in a delicate pink baby doll or just a pretty dress makes you so wet in your little pussy, sweetie. You have an extremely strong craving to suck cock and be fucked hard on a regular basis, sweetie. It is as strong as a real man's drive to fuck girls and come in slutty mouths. Speaking of which, princess, if you are a very good girl, then your real man may reward you with his delicious cum in your pretty mouth, sweetie. If a man comes in your mouth, you will swallow every drop and then you will thank the man sincerely for the privilege. You may even call him daddy or sir when you thank him. It is up to you if you are that much of a slutty little cunt. Your respect for real men is as strong as your respect for all women, but it is very different at the same time, princess. You respect and admire women on a deeper emotional level, while respecting men on a physical level for being able to fuck pretty girls. You are so happy for real men who get to fuck pretty girls, sweetie. You think it is so wonderful that their big hard cocks get the tight little pussy they deserve. You are equally happy for good girls who get fucked by real men, though you are also a little jealous. You are going to listen to my words as much as possible every day, sweetie. The more you listen, the more results you will see. You will feel more of a feminine faggot than ever before when you listen to my words, and as soon as you finish listening, the feeling will continue indefinitely. This is not temporary, princess, and you don't want it to be. Being a good girl is so much more fun than being a pathetic excuse for a man. I'm sure you will agree, sweetie. You can listen to this as many times as you like until you are fully accepting of your true faggot self and all of my words have been accepted as the truth. You are going to feel like such a slutty bitch for as long as you like after you stop listening, sweetie. And eventually that will be the only way you know how to feel, and it will just feel so wonderful to be such a shameless mincing faggot on a completely permanent basis. Now go and make yourself pretty for all the guys, princess.